Good morning, afternoon, and wherever you are in the world, you are listening to Renewed and Reminded. This is a godly podcast giving you kingdom principles to be able to apply to your life, to learn the responsibility, to be able to be dedicated and committed to serving God, living for God, and understanding how to spiritually speak and fight in the earth. Today, our topic is going to be very simple, but it might throw you off. Like, yeah, it's the middle of the week. It's a Wednesday. And yeah, maybe you understand that this is like the break in between where you feel like you're almost done. However, our topic today is something that literally is a link in a chain. It's something that constantly begins to put us in a place where you almost feel like you cannot be forgiven, or you don't know what this is, or you don't know why you desire it, or why are people in the earth desiring it. Well, this is a topic that God has literally just dumped on me this morning, and I looked at the definition, and I am profound to seeing what I see, because today we're going to be talking about perversion. Perversion, spiritually speaking, and naturally speaking, have two different definitions. However, the kingdom, which is God's kingdom, the one we are a part of, has another outstanding clue to why people provide a way for this type of act, which is perversion. And even ourselves, there were times that we were in perversion, times that you were in perversion, and that main thing that God is, he's a what? Protector, provider. I want to talk about how perversion begins to peel off the layers of protection. And what is perversion? And why is it that when you do this, even if you don't even know you're doing it, you feel inner, outer body experiences with God as if he's getting further away from you? Well, this might help somebody today. So, again, this talk is about perversion. All right, so before we even begin this conversation, we're going to ask for the coverings to talk about this. So how do you do that? How do you ask God to cover you when you're talking about a topic that truly is controversial? Well, you do it with prayer. You do it with prayer that has purpose and it's very direct. So I'm going to pray first and we're going to get right into this conversation. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for getting us up and putting us to sleep, for keeping us safe in both areas, where we are alive and awake and conscious, and when we are asleep and unconscious and have to just rely on the Spirit. God, we thank you for the conversation today, because we know that you are going to be a provider and a protector, for the words that come out of my lips are not from me, but they are from your heart. I pray for your protection for those that are hearing, and that the spiritual realm or things even in personal life that try to be revoked because the truth is coming out, we pray against that. We bind the enemy and he has no power. We are God's children. Therefore, we have the ability to speak, and those things will be able to manifest. However, our hands have touched sin. We have committed sin. So therefore, we know that we repent today from all willing sin. We repent from all perversion. We repent and come back home. God, the enemy does not get to harass us anymore about any fornication that was done before we were married, or any more fornication that was committed after we have committed our lives to you and we still fornicated. We're able to repent right now. You are able to forgive. And you are able to move our lives forward with a changed behavior. That's what you would ask of us, God. So today we present to you a conversation. We ask for your protection and your covering in this conversation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. So today this is going to be one of my coaching definitely points. Something I'm going to be working on for the new year. But let's just go ahead and get the definition out there. The definition of perversion, which some of you probably already know what this means, but I don't think you ever looked at it the way that I'm going to look at it. So let's talk about just in general, what does perversion mean? Now, if I look it up on the Oxford Dictionary or with Google on my other phone, it basically says the alteration of something from its original course, meaning, or a state of disorder, or corruption of what was first intended. Okay, now, let's just leave the part, the state of distortion. Let's leave that, or disorder, leave that to the side. Make that a side note. So similar words, if it's a noun, right, is basically misrepresentation. I want you to hold that word very close to you. Misrepresentation. Now, the one that we're going to be talking about today is going to be the sexual behavior. Again, this is the Oxford version of the definition. Sexual behavior or desire that is considered abnormal or unacceptable. Okay? Now, just with these two definitions, it made my stomach drop when I read it before I got to recording today, because this is a topic I would not have chosen to talk about. This is very teeth grinding, because it's uncomfortable. It's something that you have to dig deep to really understand, and I would even ask God to reveal to us, you know, some places where perversion even begins to be birthed, because if we all be honest, a place of perversion has always been in front of us. Whether you have been a complete saint all your life, or you've been a backslider, or if you've been following the world for so long, you don't even think perversion is a thing. You'll think it's normal. So it's not as if perversion is not there in the world. It definitely is there. So let's get into what God's word has to say about perversion, and how is perversion literally taking layers off of protection that God has for us. So I want to ask this question. Now, this is going to be real. Again, it's the middle of the week. I'm going to hit you with a boomerang, okay? I want you to think about this question. Have you ever seen some type of sexual recording or porno or anything of that nature? You don't need to ask the question to someone else. You just need to answer the question for yourself. Have you ever seen where a movie begins to show more content about the two characters in the show making love or being naked or showing things that give you a hint of sexual perversion but not really going all the way? Okay, my last question to you is, has God told you to do something and then you begin to misrepresent it by demonstrating it in a perverted way? Now, these are deep questions. I'm going to try to answer all of them. Okay, again, they're not from me. They're definitely from the top, the Lord. The Lord is definitely saying, you know, the Holy Spirit being led. Now, God personally did not speak to me, okay? He let me know that, hey, you have an assignment to do a podcast today. I said, God, what's the podcast? I'm listening. The Holy Spirit said, perversion. I said, ooh. But, you know, I have to tell you guys, at the very beginning of the podcast, I talked about why we started. Now, we started because, you know, I had a miscarriage a couple years ago. That's a really good reason to put pain into purpose, right? However, today it makes me think about my past, not thinking of it as a sad thing, but thinking of it as, wow, God, you even set me up in the dirtiest parts of life. You set me up for being a purposeful leader in this area. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, my mother, unfortunately at the time, was not healthy. And I mean, by not healthy, I mean she was doing drugs and things like that. She knew the Lord, so she prayed and things like that. But there was more of a tug of the world in her than there was of God. So I grew up understanding that What is necessary sometimes is minimized, and what is not necessary is maximized. Now, that's something you can write down. That's a quote. Don't take my stuff now. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I learned that at a young age. And so when it comes to this perversion is even when you have a thought that you think your good idea is even better than God's idea. Perversion can come in that sense, because how many of us have an idea about where we want it to be in our head? But even, I was just watching a clip from Pastor YPJ, and I was just talking to a sister of mine. Even though you have these projected dates to yourself and you've assigned them to yourself, it does not go over the fact that Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has the plans. So when you go write a plan, you pretty much are not listening to God's plan at all, because you're trying to assume the responsibility, not knowing that you will reap all the consequences of choosing that. Literally, you will choose whatever you're choosing, you're going to reap, because God can't expand you because you're basically trying to explore. Now, that's a good one. He can't expand you because you're trying to explore. Now, anybody know, if you've read the Bible, if you've seen the Children's Bible movie, God does not do any exploring. He only does expanding. When he had two fish and some bread, he expanded. He didn't explore the sea to go get more fish and explore Walmart to go get bread. He didn't do that. Let me give you another example. When they found the woman who had committed adultery, which is really more important to the story we're going to talk about today, perversion. She was in the act committing, having relationships, having sex, having a relationship with someone that is not her husband. And they knew that. And they put her in the center of the town, right, with some stones and stuff. They put her there and they told Jesus, what do you do? You know, what do we do with her? You know, I'm paraphrasing now. And he began to basically take a knee and write in the dirt. That's it. And whatever he was writing, because the Bible does not say, they were ready to stone her because of the perversion she had committed, not considering, hear me, that's why I asked these questions before we even started talking, of their own perversion, of their own mistakes, of their own ideas that they went against God and said it was God, of their own so-called success moments, of exploring things that caused them or even opened a door to perversion, and now they can't stop touching things or stop looking at things or stop. Now it has more control of them versus them have control of it. And that's how perversion usually presents itself. It shows you as if it's controllable, when really it's very addictive. It's going to become a thing where you have to start learning, what power is this of? That's so important to know when you're talking about perversion. Perversion can even be a sense of mindset. You can be perverted in your mind to know that every time you have something good going on, that you'll pretend, maybe you won't pretend, maybe you will assume everything will go your way. And then you'll begin to be God, which is perverted. It is abnormal for a man to try to be God, because he's what? Exploring again, trying to figure out how to make my plan work. When it comes to even sexual encounters, people at a young age, I was exposed to tapes and things that I had no idea what was in this stuff. But I knew that, okay, this looks like something that you're not supposed to be watching. But how many of us were put in a place where we were uncovered and seen something like that at a young age? Now, we almost in our 30s, there's people that's 40, 50, 60. There's people that even with stories that are famous that come out and say, well, this happened to my brother, or this happened to me, and my brother touched me. It happened with the seed of perversion already being in the family. This is something very serious. And we're not taking enough godly content to fight back on how to deal with it as you grow up. Because sometimes even perversion can be thoughts of when you were touched, thoughts of when you felt like you were supposed to be able to help somebody because they told you and you didn't know at the time. And that can keep arresting you in your mind. It keeps harassing you. It keeps tolerating that since you haven't spoke to me, since you are afraid to say something, I'm going to whoop you spiritually for the rest of your life because you don't know how to fight me. Perversion, you do need to know how to fight. Again, sexual behaviors or desires. Even at a young age, you've seen a lot of children, especially for me, when I was like in middle school, was a lot of desire to be sexually active. This is something we have to address because right now we see that people are able to do what they want to do with who they want to do and how they want to do it. Now, with this being a change, because God literally said he made men and women, and men and women were to multiply, and that's all he said. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I have to say. All right? When we begin to expand and explore, we begin to open doors that give a right to a spiritual demon to attach itself in our life. Perversion is basically like this. If you think of an estate usually can have a gated or open entrance. Let's use a gated entrance. So if you go to this estate and you want to go explore what the houses look like. Now, mention, estates usually are very nice two stories or one story houses. They usually have a garage. They're really nice decked out. Lawns pretty kept up. Pretty good area. However, the name of this estate is called perversion. It's very affordable. Looks great. Feels great. You can get whatever you feel like. But the name of it is called perversion. All right? So you go check out this estate. You go into the entrance. You go through the gate. Now remember, the only way you can get through the gate is that you understand you wanted access to it. You wanted to go live in this place. You wanted to live into this. So you're looking. Are you getting where I'm going? Has anybody went house searching? Have you ever looked at a house or apartment? You had to go look and see and fill out the application. You had to do the work of it. Okay, so then you know where I'm going with this. So as I'm exploring where to estate, where I want the house I want in this estate complex, I'm having the idea that this looks okay. Or I'm having the desire to know, I wonder who lives there. I wonder what they do. I wonder why they have a Benz. Mind you, the estate is still called perversion. Let's go back and use this comparison. Perversion is pretty much hell. Hell is way in the back. It's more like the office of this perversion estate. And perversion is the pretty sign up front that you don't think anything of. You just say, that's just the name. I just live here. However, when you walk into that gate, just like when you walk into perversion, spiritually speaking, in real life, you begin to have an assigned address, an assigned demon, an assigned spiritual killer that's coming after your purpose. Because now God wants us to be what? Holy and clean. But with perversion, it remains us and keeps us in uncleanliness. It doesn't allow you to read the Bible and believe. It allows you to read the Bible and have guilt. It doesn't believe that with perversion and knowing about perversion, that if I confess this, that I will be free. But the Bible says that if you confess your sins, those are the ones that God can forgive you of. If you don't confess them, then you're still in agreement with them and you can't be redeemed from what you don't release. That is very important. So perversion is going to keep you trying to feel tainted and dirty and ugly on the inside so that on the outside, you do what? You move to the pretty estate with the pretty car, with the average account of money to blend in with the world. And all of the neighbors have perversion. All of the neighbors look clean. All of the neighbors have been, all of them, mind you, spiritually speaking, they live in the estate of perversion. What's the cost? The cost is that this is abnormal. God said that he wants you to be pleasing and acceptable. He is not going to tolerate you coming in his presence with thinking that perversion is okay. So again, it is unacceptable for us to move in this behavior to say, hey, it's Wednesday. October, I think it's the 19th, it is. And God, I'm doing good. I got my bills paid. I'm doing great this week. I've got the house is clean, car clean. You got all these things going in your life. I'm not sure. I don't know you, right? You got your children in school or you're homeschooling like I do, whatever. You got all these things going on in your life, but God is definitely about the intimate, heartfelt, centered things that make you almost want to cry again when you think about it. Today, I really pray that you don't do what the world does, which is, even though I'm in perversion, I'll give it the right to be there. I pray today that you'll be able to say, you know what? God, I need to talk to you because I do have a memory of perversion, and I've learned that this is unacceptable to allow it to harass me, allow it to be tolerated in my thoughts. I've not cast this thought down because it did exalt itself above the name of Jesus. It did, because I've been pondering on it for years. I have been trapped in perversion because I did touch something or someone did touch me. How do I live, God, after this? How do I get clean from this? And I want to help you pray. I want to help you right now to repent. And that's where we're going to go. And then we're going to end the podcast, okay? So I want you to turn to your book, Jeremiah 9 and 11. I'm turning there now. Jeremiah 9. Chapter 9, verse 11. Jeremiah 9, verse 11. And it reads, "And I will make Jerusalem heap and den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant." 12. "Who is the wise man that may understand this? Who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perishes, and it burneth up like a wilderness that none passeth through." So now these two verses, if you continue to read later on when you're studying, is talking about when the Lord made a decision on how he was beginning to speak what is going to happen. And those are those terrible days to come, right? The punishment of the sinful Israel. Those days that when they knew, just like we know, perversion is not acceptable to God. But when we were younger, we were ignorant. We didn't know. Now that we do know, and something comes up like, oh, I think I can touch this, or I can touch myself, or I can watch this again, or I can... You need to consider, truly hear me, even save people, people that love God, you are not exempted from being tempted by any demon. They don't have any type of standard, or they don't have anything. They don't even have revelation. All they know is authority and order. And if your life is out of order, that will set you up for an attack. So here's what we're going to do, and here's what you're going to do, and I'm going to do the same thing. You're going to make a list of all the things that has been perverted or you have had perversion in. Make the list, and you're going to take that list and put it in your Bible. Now, this natural thing is not going to help you get rid of them. That's just telling you that you have things to continually pray about. When you feel like you don't have nothing to say, go to your Bible, get that paper out, and begin to pray on that. Because how old are you? How long has that been there? And when did that start? Your one prayer today is not going to get rid of 13 years of perversion. That's just reality. You went exploring. I went exploring. I need to understand. You need to understand. It's a continual relationship that heals the wounds that God is looking at. Are you going to cover it up again? So today is our Wednesday. Today we're looking at the hump. Today, that hump didn't sunk. We are literally sober-minded and humble to know that I can't be worried about what you're doing. I need to be concerning about how is perversion and how I've been even a perverter to God. How have I looked at my thoughts and said they are better? How have I How have I even repented for the fornication that I've committed? How have I said I love God, but I'm not truly doing what His will says? How do I believe contrary to what He says? I need to check my priorities, right? Because God wants to expand you. You want to expand your bank account. You want to expand what you have. You want to expand all these natural things. When God is trying to expand you from being mortal to immortal, to having life to having eternal life, that's the ultimate thing. That you can live in peace and harmony, no pain. You can live in heaven with God, or you can live down here on the earth, pass away, go to hell, continue to be alive and burning with that perversion, with that sin that now you have no control over. So when you were just doing it because you liked it, now you have to do it continuously, because that's what hell is. And we're going to talk about that another day, all right? So let's go ahead and pray. We're praying the fact that we know that God has spoke about how He's going to judge. He know that He will destroy, remember, the city of Judah because of their sin, because of how they had told God and were vowed to be God's people and turn and obey different gods. They got into perversion. They got into same sex. They got into worshiping idols and mixing blood and having sex with animals. They started doing a whole bunch of perverted stuff, abnormal, unacceptable things that God was not pleased with. That sounds very similar to what is happening right now. All right. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come before You. We thank You for the coverings of this conversation. We pray that it is blessed. We pray that it goes out with the seed of the Holy Spirit to touch someone's life today, to know that we do not get to be followers of Christ and also followers of the world. We get to be just followers of Christ. So no, perversion after today does not have any authority. Perversion does not have any authority at all. Matter of fact, God, we take our feet and we stump the ground to let it know that we are standing on top and it is beneath. We are the head and it is the bottom. God, we come against every single evil, wicked thing that we have touched. We repent right now because we do not want to be exploring in things that You literally said, do not eat, do not touch this apple, for you will know good and evil. Now, knowing that we are the seeds of good and evil, we have even more of a problem with thinking that the evil may be good because we want to see it ourselves to explore. But God, let us be Psalms 27 and 14. Let us to wait on You and have good courage and be a strong person. Be a strong person at heart and know that I can't see You, but I believe You. And I know that believing in You and waiting, You'll expand me in due time. For that's what Your word says, that they that wait on the Lord shall be renewing. They shall renew their strength and they shall mount up on wings of eagles. God, we believe You. You are our protector, provider, savior, and deliverer. We take no responsibility. We were ignorant at times for when we saw perversion, when we were younger, and even when we are older. Now that we know, we repent, because now we are responsible. We are committed to serving Christ, and we have to go back and get it right. God, we were wrong for touching perversion. God, we were wrong for exploring perversion. We ask You to deliver us and keep Your hand over us. Help us to fight the spiritual entities, demons, spirits, whatever they have, whatever system the enemy has tackled together and his weapon, help us to continue to dismantle it and overthrow it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. So now with our prayer, now with our conversation, it's time to do the work of making the list. Make your list of things that you have definitely been in places of perversion, where you have been the perverter, whether it's a thought, whether it's a touch, whether it's a past memory, whether it's from your childhood. Maybe you don't want to really visit the memory, but just write it down. Write it down, whether it's sentences or even bullet points. Get it out of your head and put that thing in the Bible and begin to continually make an effort every single day. When you forget, just don't even get mad about it. Just go back, get the paper and read it and figure out, okay, I prayed about this one. Am I still feeling like it's bothering me? Yes. Pray about it again and keep going. Do you understand? Every day, the enemy is never tired of harassing you. He's praying that you don't get up and pray. He's hoping that he don't even pray. He's looking for you to make sure you don't pray. That is the weapon you have to continue to be in contact with God. So his mission is to help you not pray. If you ever find yourself so busy, the last thing you do is to pray. Because all of those things that are set up, they look so important for you to go and do them right now. And then the last thing on your list to plug into is God. Well, that's what he wants, because then you have, what, 23 hours of evil and 1 hour of God? How can you fight all the evil when on 1 hour of God? So I pray your strength in the Lord that you begin to twist the time handle, twist your shifting of mind, knowing that you need to spend more time with God throughout the day so that during the night you're able to fight spiritually while you're asleep, and even be bold enough to pray that God, while I'm asleep, continue to show me how to fight and fight for me. All right, I'll see you guys next week for 10 Minutes of Value. Be blessed, stay humble, and remember, be Christ-centered.